In this week's parsha, Parshas Tetzava, we speak about the Bigdei Kohuna. We speak about the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore. There's a lot to say about each one of the Begadim. I'm going to focus today on the Me'il, which was the coat that the Kohen Gadol wore, and specifically on the Pa'amoinim and Rimoinim, the pomegranates and the bells that were to be found at the bottom of this cloak, of this me'il, of this coat that the Kohen Gadol wore. The first thing to clarify is what it actually looked like, because what the Pasuk tells us is upa'amayne zahav, and golden bells, besaicham, saviv, were in them. The them is the rimain, is the pomegranate, saviv, around. So the question is, were the bells actually sewn inside these rimainim? The rimainim were made out of material. So were there bells inside things that were made to look like pomegranates? Or were there bells in between the pomegranates? Meaning, was it pomegranate bell, or was it pomegranate with the bell inside? According to Rashi, the pa'amoinim and rimainim, the bells and pomegranates, were separate from another. Each pa'amoin, each bell, was between two pomegranates, two rimainim. According to the Ramban, the pa'amoin, the bell, was actually sewn inside the rimain. It was literally besoicham, literally inside them. So we want to understand this on a deeper level, and I'm going to give an explanation if we go according to Rashi, and then one if we go according to the Ramban. We know that each of the Bigdei Kohuna came to be mechaper on a different aveir, on a different chait. So each one of the clothing that the Kohen wore, and for sure that Kohen Gadol wore, was there to help us overcome a certain one of the aveiros, a certain one of our problems. The me'il, the coat, was there to be mechaper on the sin of lashon hara, of speaking badly about a different person, speaking badly, using our mouths for the wrong reasons. So the Alshech gives a deeper explanation to what Rashi says. Rashi again says that it's rimain, bell, rimain. In between each of the pomegranates, there was a bell. And he says that the bell symbolized the ones who talk, the ones who make noise. And the rimain, the pomegranate, symbolizes the quiet one. And therefore, the way the Pasuk states it is that you have rimainim, you have the pomegranates, and the bells are besaicham, in between them, implying that there's two pomegranates, and in between the two pomegranates, there's a bell. And he says, quotes a chazal which says, mila besela, a word is worth a sela, is worth one coin, but shtika, but being quiet, is worth two coins, which means silence is much more valuable than speech. And therefore, we have the speech, the bell, is in between two pomegranates. Also, when we do speak a word, it should be worth its weight in gold, literally, meaning the bells are made out of gold. And be careful that the words you say should be golden. They should be worthwhile to say it. And that's why the rimainim were placed first, and then the pa'amainim, the pomegranates, were placed before the bells, because our speech should be protected first with a lot of quiet. Think very carefully before you open your mouth. And the Kli Yakar says that the reason that the me'il was made out of tchela, so it was a certain blue material, is that this material is the color of the sea. And the sea, the yam, always symbolizes to us boundaries. There's water, and it's protected by the sand. It's not going to go over its boundaries. When it does, it causes a lot of trouble. And what we're meant to be thinking when we see the blue of this me'il is that just like the yam is held back by its natural boundaries, we too have natural boundaries. Those are our lips. And before something can get out of our mouth, we have to think very carefully, is this going to break a boundary? Or is this worthwhile to say? The Chofetz Chaim says that the pa'amoin mashmia kol, the bell gives off a sound, and the sound that we say should be divrei Torah. They should be dvarim shebekdusha. They should be tefillah. They should be words that help other people feel better. They should be positive thoughts that can be used to encourage people. And the rimain lo mashmia kol, if there's no kol Yaakov to say, if there's no good words to say, don't say it. Then be like the pomegranate. better just be quiet. And v'nishma koilei b'voyei el ha-kodesh. Well, these pomegranates and bells, so specifically the bells, had a role to play. And that role to play was that when the Kohen Gadol would come anywhere, it would be noted that he was coming. There was a noise coming from him, emanating from his clothing, so that it gave people warning the Kohen Gadol is coming. From here we learn, by the way, that when we are coming into a house, even if it's our own house, we should always knock on the door first, lightly, just to let the people know that somebody's coming in. So, but what does it mean? V'nishma koilei b'voyei el ha-kodesh, and therefore his sound will be heard when he came to the kodesh. The Chafetz Chaim says a person who's careful to use his koil, his voice, properly, will be heard when he comes to the kodesh up there, the true place of holiness. After 120 years, then all the voices that he used for the right reasons, if he thought before he used them, will be heard and accounted for. We can make this a little deeper by reflecting on what causes the chet of Lashon Hara in the first place. Why would a person speak evil about someone else? And really, we all have this need, this desire to feel good about ourselves. Like, I have something to add to society. Like, I'm important. Like, there's a reason that I'm here. And there's two ways to do this. We can do it the bell way, or we could do it the pomegranate way. A bell is empty. It's hollow. If it wasn't hollow, it wouldn't make noise when it moved. It only makes noise because it has a big empty space. When a person feels empty, when a person feels hollow, when a person feels lonely, when a person feels like he's got nothing to contribute, he can try and bring himself up and make himself feel better by looking down and speaking badly about the people all around him. Chazal say that an istra, a coin, a single coin in a pitcher, kish kish, karya, makes a lot of noise. It says kish kish, meaning if you have a pitcher and it has many coins in it, it hardly makes noise when you move the pitcher. But if you only have a single coin in the pitcher, it makes a lot of noise because it's so empty. The bell way of making a person feel good is not really going to help him. It's temporary and false. It's just making a lot of noise. Kish kish. It's saying lots and lots of things, chattering away. Ultimately, it's not going to help the person. The other way to feel satisfied and full is by really working on it and bringing ourselves up by doing good things. And this is the pomegranate way. When we have so much inside, we can barely move. When we open up a pomegranate, the seeds are squeezed tightly together. They don't move around because there's so many of them, and they certainly don't make any noise. A person who is full, who is satisfied, who knows that they're making a difference, who knows that they're doing the right thing, he doesn't need to talk about himself. He feels an inner confidence, and he doesn't need to put other people down or bring himself up by talking so much. An empty person needs to constantly publicize the little that he has so that he can feel any level of importance. And this is why the Torah has to give us both pomegranates and bells. It doesn't just tell us, don't speak Lashon Hara, don't put other people down, don't talk so much about yourself, but it gives us a good alternative. If you want the same benefit that you think you're going to get by speaking Lashon Hara, if you want to feel good about yourself, you could try and do it the bell way, but it's not going to work. Do it the pomegranate way. Fill yourselves up, and then you won't even need to speak. That's the Rashi way that says that the pomegranates and the bells are separate. And by the way, another reason why we would separate the bells from the pomegranates is that if you would have a whole bunch of bells together, they bang against each other and they make a real racket. When you have a lot of people talking about themselves because they're all empty and everybody just has to bring themselves up by saying so much about themselves, that makes a whole lot of noise, and we want to separate the bells by the pomegranates. But the Ramban again says that the bells were inside the pomegranate. And Rav Lau gives another interpretation. He says that the Rimon is full, quiet and big. It symbolizes the older generation who is carrying a lot of knowledge, information, and experience. A lot of weight with not so much noise. The bell symbolizes youth, loud, a lot of passion, but empty inside, a whole lot to learn. We need to put the pa'amon, the bell, inside the Rimon. The bell can be effective, very effective, if he is carried by the pomegranate. Youth have a lot to give, and that bell sound does add. It adds excitement, it adds the passion, it adds the drive. but envelop yourself in the care of the older generations. The pa'amine, the bell, inside the rimine, inside the pomegranate, is the most effective to bring change, to bring newness, to bring passion, but only when surrounded, when being held, when being carried by the pomegranates, by the previous generation.